It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 20th of November. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English. With the news in detail, here's Brian Jennings.
A survey published today suggests that the number of smokers in Ireland has fallen by 165,000 over the past 5 years. The annual Healthy Ireland survey is funded by the Department of Health and conducted by Ipsos MRBI. Kate Carlin reports.
17% of the population are now smokers, down from 23% 4 years ago. Nearly 7,500 people, aged 15 and older, were interviewed for this survey, which was carried out between September 2018 and September 2019. One in four smokers said the plain cigarette packaging with health warnings that were introduced last year encouraged them to stop. Of those surveyed, 40% said they had tried to kick the habit over the past 12 months, citing health concerns as the main reason. Smoking rates among the 25 to 34 age group remain highest, while smoking rates are also high among people who are unemployed or living in deprived areas.
Northern Ireland's future in the United Kingdom and the Irish border were among the issues addressed by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the leader of the Labour Party Jeremy Corbyn during a televised debate last night. They disagreed over Brexit and management of the National Health Service. From Manchester, our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell.
Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn spent the first half of the debate clashing over Brexit. The Prime Minister said a vote for the Conservatives would finally get Brexit done by January 31st. Jeremy Corbyn said Mr. Johnson could not deliver on his promises. He claimed Labour would sort Brexit by giving the public the final say in a second referendum, but he did not reveal which side his party would take. A snap poll after the debate suggested a tie. With Election Day in just over 3 weeks and the Conservatives holding a double-digit lead in most polls, Labour hopes the split result will help close that gap. Dimitri O'Donnell, RTE News, Manchester.
Twitter has accused the British Conservative Party of misleading the public by changing the name of one of its Twitter accounts to make it look like a fact-checking service during the debate. The Conservative campaign headquarters press office account, followed by nearly 76,000 users, changed its name to Fact Check UK. Messages of support for Boris Johnson were posted to the account during the debate. Twitter said it would take decisive corrective action if what it described as a similar stunt was attempted again. The Tories said that it was clear throughout that it was a Conservative Party account. A key witness in the impeachment inquiry into the US President Donald Trump is due to testify today. The US Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, has been accused by other witnesses of being centrally involved in efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the former US Vice President Joe Biden, who's seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Democrats have accused U.S. President Donald Trump of threatening to withhold military aid from Ukraine to pressure the country into opening a corruption investigation into his political rival Joe Biden. The U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, has been accused by other witnesses in the impeachment inquiry of being centrally involved in the scheme and of being in regular contact with Donald Trump about the matter. Ambassador Sondland is due to testify in a public hearing on Capitol Hill later today. Last night, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, gave evidence that he was unaware that efforts to pressure Ukraine to open anti-corruption investigations were targeting Joe Biden. He described the scheme as unacceptable and said he would have raised objections if he knew then what he knows now. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
Two firearms have been seized by Gardaí in Limerick City. The weapons were found during a search of a house in Ballynanty in the city's north side yesterday evening. Three men were arrested. A man in his 60s had died in a road crash in County Sligo. The man was driving a car that was in collision with a van at Carra Row, 5 kilometres south of Sligo town, at around 7 o'clock last night. Researchers at Queen's University Belfast have said that noise pollution is threatening the survival of more than 100 species. They found that noise affects the behaviour of a wide range of animals and should be considered as a global pollutant. Scientists say that it prevents some animals escaping predators. Conversely, it can also inhibit some animals in their quest to find prey. Many birds will avoid noise-polluted areas during migration, which in turn affects where they will establish their long-term homes to raise their young. Now the time is exactly 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Any early frost in inland areas will soon clear. Today will be generally cloudy with showers or longer spells of rain over much of the country. The rain will be heaviest over Munster and South Leinster, with a likelihood of spot flooding. Highest temperatures will be around 11 degrees.